Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to TCG Cast episode 61. I am your host, Lord Yashiro, and of course, this means that it is Puckle time. And Puckle, of course, stands for Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name our fearless leader Thatch came up with, and we're just running with it. Another day, another set review, ladies and gentlemen. Lost Thunder is going to hit the ground on the pre-release starts now on October 20th, so it means that we're going to take our time today and discuss the first part of the review for this set. And it's I was talking right now to my fellow co-host, it's going to be a game changer and it's going to be pretty amazing. So hopefully you'll be glad to be in for the ride. Now, before I introduce my co-host, I do have a mission for you guys. Please, please, please. If you already, I have two missions now. Number one is, go, if you haven't already, go to iTunes. Please review us on iTunes. Every single review allows us to reach more people. Since this is a new channel, Puckle Plus, it means that we don't have the same likes, the same reviews as the Puckle mainstream. Thus, we need to get there once more. So if you, I know that if you already reviewed us on the original Puckle channel, thank you so much. If you can go and review us on Puckle Plus, remember this is the channel that brings to you the TCG Cast, the Game Corner, the Battle Cast, all those great shows for you. Please go ahead and go to our iTunes or on your normal podcast app and review us. Tell us what you think. Hopefully it's good. I'm not going to tell you guys what to definitely review, but if you do like us, please go ahead and do that. We really appreciate it. Again, this allows us to reach more people. And my second mission, apart from that, is because this is a new channel, make sure you let other Puckleonians know that. Please go ahead, subscribe to Puckle Plus if you don't already, because with that, we can grow as a family. Now, enough rigmaroling. We're gonna go ahead and introduce our amazing host. First of all, some say that he can draw a square with only three lines. It's Sublime Manic.
And it still has 360 degrees. Bam. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening.
And good night. Yeah. It's great to have you back. I know you've been really busy. You've been active on the original show. The reason you haven't been on here so much is because scheduling issues. So I really appreciate you being here again today with us. So glad to make it happen. And returning once more for a second serving of TCG fun, some say he can sit in the corner of a round room. It's Seth Valo.
Absolutely. You got to get that three-line square and make it a circle that Sublime drew and then just sit there.
Yep. Sit in that corner.
It's a bad omen.
How are you doing, Seth?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited for this set. I'm super excited for this set.
This is a big set. In all meaning of the world big, it's huge. It's the biggest set we've had ever, I believe. We were talking stuff, and it's over 200 cards. So I'm hoping we can do this in two episodes like we normally do. But it might seem that this could be the first ever 3-episode review, but don't hold me onto that. We might be able to get there in episode 2. Now, with that being said, if we trim the fat. Now, with that being said, we have to jump right into it because, like I said, there's a lot of cards to review and not enough time in a podcast. So let's go ahead and go grab your towels and your sandals, your flip-flops, because we're headed to Topical Beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
Feel the wind in your eyes. Oh, I'm sorry, your face. The sand in your feet and the sun in your eyes. It is Tropical Beach, and we are discussing the new set that is falling from the clouds in the sky, and that is Lust Thunder. Lost Thunder is a huge set. It's going to be pre-release. It starts in October 20th, and the actual set is released in November 2nd. It's a huge set containing more than 200 cards, and a lot of people are excited for it. And is their excitement merited? Are there good cards in this set? We just had Dragon Majesty, and Dragon Majesty was not the best set to come around. It was pretty weak. So let's see how Lust Thunder finally upholds. So let's go ahead and start this baby up with the trainers. Episode part 1. Guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready for sure.
Let's go ahead and tackle this. Let's start with the items. We have Adventuring Satchel. Search your deck for up to 2 Pokemon tool cards. Reveal them and put them on your hand. Then shuffle your deck. Let's go ahead and start with that one. Sublime, what do you think about Adventuring Satchel?
I think it's not bad. I think it's kind of good considering the sheer number of charms that you have to work with now. I think being able to get what you need could be quite useful. So yeah.
I completely agree. And as Sublime says, he mentioned Age of Charms. We're going to get there. Those are new tools coming on to this set as well. I also cannot put into words, or maybe I can, how frustrating it is when you're waiting on the perfect tool that you need, because you need that math, you need that choice band to do that extra 30 damage. You need those dumbbells to be outside of that math against that damage against you. And it's not always easy to get them. No one's playing Skyline anymore. And it's just difficult to get what you need unless you're playing something like Steven's response. And something like that. So, I like it. I think it's going to be really useful. What about you, Cephalo?
I'm going to take the counterpoint here. I don't think it's really worth the slot, because if you can't find the tool, you're not going to find this. You're not going to play too many of this, because it's 2 tools, and you usually only play 4, maybe 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's really worth the deck slot, depending on your deck. There are some that'll love it, like Pumpkin Spice will love this.
And Rotom. Just,
yeah, Pumpkin Spice, Rotom, Raticate even will absolutely love this. Spoiler alert, in February we've got Tool Drop returning. That will adore this. But right now, with other cards being better and Ninetales in this set that we'll talk about later, I don't see this being very useful, personally.
There you go. So let's go ahead and review them. Sublime.
Effective.
I'll go for effective as well. Cephalo?
I'll keep it as effective because it's got a good future ahead of it.
Yeah, and like, if you're good in one deck, you're a good card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We got the first effective. So right off the bat, we started in a good way. So Adventuring Satchel, good potential tech card for those that depend on tools, or you want that extra edge to grab that choice band when you need it. Moving on to the next one. Sublime, take it away.
Next one is Custom Catcher, and it says that you may play 2 Custom Catcher cards at once. If you played 1 card, draw cards from your deck until you have 3 cards in your hand. If you played 2 cards, choose one of your opponent's benched Pokemon and switch it with their active Pokemon.
Ooh, this one's interesting. Let me go ahead and start with this one. So basically, if you play one of them, you draw until you have 3 cards, which is a basic Aoranguru as an ability. But if you play 2... you get to choose a bench Pokemon and switch it, which acts like a Lysander. That's pretty powerful. Both effects are actually not bad, although I wouldn't use the first one. Draw up until you have 3 cards is kind of not the best. But unless you're an ability like Oranguru's and you can use it every turn. But that second ability, being able to use to do a Lysander as an item card, that is pretty intense. What do you think, Saivalo?
I think this is fantastic. I'm gonna when we're in this item section, I'm just gonna keep dropping Ninetales as a name. Just really lets you search your deck for two items when you evolve it. That is brilliant in a Ninetales deck. In Zoroark deck, you don't have to be behind on prizes for Countercatcher. This is an awesome card that'll see some play. Kind of like Puzzle of Time, but not quite as effective.
Yep, exactly. What about you, Sublime?
I love it. I think having the effect of one of the best supporters that was ever like introduced in the game without costing you your supporter for the turn is extremely powerful and not to be underestimated.
Not at all. And with Pokemon like Macargo, which allows you to get any two any card and put it on top of your deck, combined with the other supporter, I always forget her name.
Mallow,
thank you. That allows you to grab any two cards from your deck and place them on top of your deck. Combine that with Zoroark GX, with Swampert, if you're playing Swampert. You're able to get those custom catchers immediately. There's so many options for you to get any cards right now in certain decks, not every single deck. That is really the chances will you'll be able to activate this two card ability, which is the Lysander option. It's really high in those decks. So I got to go with a super effective on this one. What about you, Saivalo?
Super effective for me, too.
Yep. And Sublime.
It is super effective.
Super effective. This set, man, what a difference between this and Dragon Majesty.
No kidding.
This second card, and we already have an effective and a super effective across the board. Custom Catcher, grab a four set of these guys. You are going to need this card. It's going to be in use. Electric Power, Nits, next. Take it away, Sublime. Saivalo.
Speaking of good cards, we have Electric Power. During this turn, your Lightning Pokemon's attacks do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon.
This is awesome. What else can you ask from a card to add an additional 30 damage? It doesn't take your supporter turn, like Giovanni and Professor Kukui. You just play this, and your Lightning Pokemon, either your Vikavolt, and I don't know why it was the first Lightning Pokemon that comes to mind. but your Tapu Koko can actually deal more, and there's nothing wrong with this card. Sublime.
I love this card. If anything that gives you damage, and it's an item.
It's an item.
You can play four of them at once.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. The power this is a must have for any Lightning deck, I feel. So. Yeah,
Seth.
This is the shot that Electric needed. This pumps Zeraora into being insane. Imagine, like, you guys know Volcanion Prism Star does 120 to everything. Now Coco can do that.
Free retreat
for a DCE. It's bonkers.
It is.
And it's only going to get better.
It's amazingly good. It's so good, Electric Power. So super effective, I believe, here. Saivalo.
Absolutely. If I could give higher than super.
Yeah. Electric Power, guys, also get a set of
4x effective.
It's quadruple. Yeah, it's double.
It's double effective. You're hitting this Electric Power against a Gyarados. And it's definitely that much of a powerhouse. So grab yourself four of these Electric Power because you are going to need them. Now, we're going to go from some Electric Powers from Lost Mixer. Let's see what this does. Put two cards from your hand into the Lost Zone. Then draw one card from your deck. If you can't put two cards from your hand to Lost Zone, this card can't be played. Now, this is where things get a little bit interesting in this set. There's a lot of, well, not a lot, but there's a few cards in this set that do like to mix with the Lost Zone, which is something that Pokemon has dealt with, right? The Lost Zone has existed for a while, but never when we have so many cards. Usually in Pokemon, at least my experience is, the Lost Zone is not like the Magic Lost Zone. Like, the Magic Lost Zone is just another discard pile, and there's so many cards that interact with the Lost Zone that it doesn't really feel like a Lost Zone. In Pokemon, the Lost Zone has been something cards go to die. And there's no way of returning them in the same game, obviously, to your regular play. This might change in this set. So let's keep going. It's a little bit of backstory there on the Lost Zone. Let's start with, what do you guys think about this one? Let's start with you, Saivalo. What about Lox Mixer?
I think it's incredibly good in three decks, and that's Lost March, Grand Bull, and Slow King.
Okay.
Because those, you just want cards out of your hand. For Slow King and Grambly, you just want them gone. For Lost March, obviously, you want more Pokemon in the discard. Not discard, Lost Zone. But I don't know. Even in those decks, they're great. You can play bunches of items. It doesn't necessarily help Lost March. Mm-hmm. Because those all already have their own built-in engines to get things into the Lost Zone, be that Skiploon, Trumbeak. I mean, maybe you can get rid of your extra Natu. I think it's really good in those decks, but outside those, it's draw one card. Like, yep. That's a third of a how.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. It's not good if you're not playing those specific decks, which depend on the right. Lost Zone. What about you, Sublime?
It's, it's got its lane that it will be in. And it will never be used if it's not for that purpose. So it's kind of hard to rate, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because it's hard to rate, I'm going to have to go with a not very effective for now. I might be contacting you on the Oops episode. By the way, which I have to give a small shout out here. There is a Oops episode in the works coming to you guys. But I've been meaning to get a little bit of the old school hosts in. Since they've been the ones to be in the show and have given us their opinions. Said Vilo here, this is his second episode only.
He hasn't made any mistakes.
He hasn't made any mistakes yet.
Yet.
The Oops episode is coming to you guys, so stay tuned for that, probably around December. Hopefully I can get some of the guys up and do a list and bring to you that episode. Anyway, that's not either here or now. Right now, I'm going to go with not very effective for Lost Mix. I just don't see this working on other decks that it's not working with Lost Zone. Savello.
I'm going to go effective bordering on super effective because it is still incredibly good in the decks that need it.
Yeah,
it's a key piece in the decks that need it, but if you're not needing it, then you don't need it.
And Sublime.
Effective.
Okay. We got a first one that is very controversial here, and that's Lost Mixer. We have one of each rating here for that card. Now, let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Take it away, Sublime.
We're going to keep it in the mix, going from Lost Mixer to Mix Herb. You may play two Mix Herb cards at once. If you played one, remove one special condition from your active Pokemon, and if you played two, remove all special conditions and 90 damage from your active.
It's good. Removing special conditions has always been kind of overrated in the TCG since just switching or
just
evolving
solves
that issue. Adding the extra 90 is fine, but I still feel like it's not worth it to play two items, to spend two spaces in your deck putting these cards. I feel it's just not worth their effect. What about you, Sublime?
I feel like it's a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
Personally.
And Seth.
Trash. If you're going to play two of these, replace those with a Guzma and a Max Potion and you're good.
Pretty much.
Now, that's not very effective across the board for Mix Herb. Let's move on to the first special card. And I mean special because there's other Pokemon that depend on them, and we're going to get to them in a second. But please, Seth Vilo, talk to me in your milky voice.
It is Spooktober, and it's time to get everyone's calcium in. We're talking Moo Moo Milk. Choose one of your Pokemon. Flip two coins. For each heads, heal 30 damage from that Pokemon.
Interesting.
If I'm correct, this is an exact word reprint, so if you've got those old Moo Moo Milks that are probably Moo Moo Cheese by now, you can use them.
Moo Moo Yogurt.
Moo Moo Yogurt.
Moo Moo Rotted.
Okay, so the reason this is, there's a relevant card we need to discuss alongside Moo Moo Milk, and that's none other than Miltank. Take it away, Savalo. What does Miltank do, and why is it relevant?
Miltank's cool. I've spoken with Shamu, who's more of a meme lord than I am, and he's already got this deck idea going. It's a basic 130 hit points.
Which, by the way, is a very good amount
for
a basic non-GX.
Yeah, if Miltank, let's pause. If Miltank can get 130 HP, there's no excuse.
Yeah, no excuse. Yeah, it's right in par with Buzzwole, which we all know is just bonkers. Yeah. So, but Miltank, for three colorless energy, it has the attack Milk Cannon. You may reveal any number of Moo Moo Milk cards from your hand to your opponent. This attack does 60 damage for each card revealed. You don't discard them. You don't throw them away. You don't shuffle them back. You just go like, oh, hey, I got this milk. Yo, that's 180 damage.
Yeah. Just for having those milks in your hand. Wow. Sublime, what do you think?
I don't love it. Okay. I don't love it. I'm going to be the sour milk of the group, sorry.
Understand, why don't you like it?
I don't think it's worth... ignoring the mill tank, I don't think it's good. Including the mill tank, I don't think it's good enough.
Really? It does have the problem of Judge, right? Judge will immediately get rid of those Moo Moo Milk.
Like, literally anything that shuffles or moves or just, like...
And the attack itself doesn't do any damage unless you have Moo Moo Milk in your hand.
Correct. And it's three color... It's just no. Just no.
And I just want to say, FYI, and I'm sorry for the mental picture right now, but it's maximum of four Moo Moo Milk on your deck. Right? And
what if they get prized?
And,
what?
Where are you going?
And it happens that good old Miltank has four others.
I knew you were going there. I knew it.
So there you go. You technically have an otter, four others in your hand when you have those Moo Moo Milks in your hand. So,
I don't know.
Yeah,
Shamu and I are going to build utter destruction.
It is utterly unimpressive.
I love that name. Utter destruction is amazing as a name. Okay. Sorry. Going back to the card itself. Let's go ahead and review this. Sublime, since you have the negative voice in this
not
card particular,
effective.
Not very effective.
It is not very effective.
Not very effective. It pains me to say it, but it's still a fun game.
He's keeping it real.
Not very effective, Adenga. I'm going to have to agree. I was willing to go to an effective, but you guys sound like you don't want to go there.
No, it's not.
I'm gonna build it, but it's not
an A-plus meme, but that doesn't make it effective. Yeah. Exactly. It's like how I let you play fossils, but that doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and leave that utter silliness behind and move on to something more down to earth, and that is netball is returning, and it says search your deck for a basic grass or a basic grass Pokemon or grass energy, reveal it and put it into your hand, then shuffle your deck. Sublime, let's start with you. What do you think about netball?
There's nothing to say. If you're playing grass, you need four of it.
Yep. Definitely. It's how can you say no? You can grab
it's an Ultra Ball without the discard. And it lets you choose if you need energy if you've already got your Pokemon out. There's like no negatives to this card.
Well, it's what's even great is that it's put into your hand, not your bench like Nest Ball is. Which allows you so many other options, not having to play them. So it's overall a great card. It gives you the option to search for an energy. I don't see anything wrong with this. This is a super effective when it comes to in your grass deck. What about you, Seth?
Absolutely. The amount of times that I've been late game in a grass deck and I've had just three Nest Balls in my hand that I didn't find earlier that have nothing to do with this, you can still do something with this when you find it late game.
Yep. It's just fantastic. Yeah, so super effective for me.
Super effective.
Super duper kudzu grass growing effective. I'm so excited for this.
There you go. This set so far, we've only had only a couple bad cards. Everything else has been pretty amazing, and I'm super excited. Now, let's finish up the items with none other than React Hammer. Take it away, Sublime.
So the React Hammer... This card can only be used by the player going second on their first turn. Discard an energy from one of your opponent's Pokemon in play.
Interesting. So this card can only be used by the player going second on their first turn. So this is a reverse Talonflame?
It's way in reverse. It's going all the way in reverse. So reverse.
I don't know how, why would you play this?
Is so much... Worse than Talonflame. That's such an insult to Talonflame.
Well, the only reference to Talonflame is the fact that you can only use it on your first turn.
Okay, but you don't have to be the person going second. You can go talent flame regardless.
Yeah, true.
And it gets a lot more done than one energy removal.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the point I'm trying to get to. It's the fact that you just discard an energy. There's so many other cards that can do this for much less requirements. So I don't see this being played at all. What about you, Seth?
The most interesting thing about this card is that when it comes over the ocean, it might be renamed Wait and See Hammer. That's all I got.
Well, there you go, guys. Not much to be said about React Hammer. It's not very effective for me. Sublime?
Not very effective.
And Seth?
Immune.
There you have it. We have another really bad card. Maybe we jinxed this. Maybe the rest of the set is not good. We don't know. But we will know after this small break. We'll come back and we can continue with the trainer card from Lost Thunder. We'll be right back.
Hey, Puckalonians. It's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, PucklePodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at youtube.com/pucklepodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at patreon.com/pucklepodcast.
And we are back to the Lost Thunder review episode, part one, where we're talking about the trainer cards. So many of them. But so good. Now, we're going to continue on with the tools now. So let's go ahead and start this. Seth, what do you have for me?
Sure. We've got Choice Helmet. The Pokemon this card is attached to takes 30 less damage from the attacks of your opponent's Pokemon GX and Pokemon EX. It's Choice Band in reverse.
It's Choice Band in reverse. Sublime, start with this one. What do you think about this one?
It's Choice Band, but not as desirable, is mm-hmm. how I would frame it.
Yeah.
Not as good as Choice Band.
Not as good as Choice Band.
More important to kill things than to not be killed.
And the fact that it's very defensive. Speaking. Yeah, and defensive-wise, you don't want any restrictions. I mean, it makes sense to have extra 30 damage to GX. An extra 30 defense against GX seems a lot less useful than the damage wise when it comes to defensive. So I personally don't like it either. What about you, Seth?
I think it's effective in an archetype, which is stall or mill. Things like Wishiwashi will love this. Sylveon will like it. Even non-GX monsters like Regigigas, Steelix that we saw recently, they're okay. It's going to work better in Pumpkin Spice than Dashing Pouch.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So, all in all, I get it not very effective. The uses are very limited. Very limited Pokemon. I'm always iffy when it comes to defensive, unless it's something really good. Like, I already forgot the name. Power Band, was it? That was plus 10, plus 40 more HP and
muscle band.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that gave you more damage.
Yeah.
So it was offensive and defensive.
Exactly. That's why
it
really.
I would give this an effective.
Funky Fury Band, not muscle band. It was Funky Fury Band.
Yeah, I think this is an effective because even though it's not as good as I think Choice Band is, it's still not a bad card and could definitely see use.
Okay, and Seth.
Yeah, I'm gonna say effective at best.
There we go. So not very effective for me. Too effective for Choice Helmet. Pretty interesting card. Let's move on to the next one. We have Counter Gain. Counter Gain says, as long as you have more prizes remaining than your opponent, the attacks of these Pokemon discards that you cost one colorless less. I like this. I like this card a lot. I think it's a good card to use for combats. If you have a deck that is slow to start, usually those decks are designed to lose one or two Pokemon at the beginning while you set up your monsters to take over. This is something that allows you to catch up quicker. The ability to be able to place attacks. This is basically like placing a colorless energy on your turn extra. as long as you have more prizes. So I really like Counter Gain. I think it might be a card that we'll see a lot in, specifically, like I said, those decks that are slow to start and are prone to lose a few Pokemon before they start getting really powerful. Let's go for you, Sublime. What do you think?
I think it's a really good card. You just have to be mindful of how are you going to flip it and win,
because
you're coming from behind. Yeah, flip it and reverse it if it's worth it. You have to decide if it's worth it when you work it. So yeah, I think this card has a lot of potential.
It does. Hey, what about you, Sublime? Upset of Seth. Oh, so many S's and names in this host.
I know. I'm afraid of this card. I think it's cool. If you manage to get ahead, imagine Zeraora just popping off 250 damage for a single lightning energy. It's because that's bonkers. With the stadium that we're about to talk about and this and just a couple scary electro powers. Yeah. It's cool. It opens up so many rainbow energy plays too, because you drop the colorless cost. It's really neat.
Much unlike my Dragon Majesty, the Lust Thunder, the Thunder part in the name of this set actually makes sense.
Because
Lightning is bringing its A game to the format thanks to this set. So many good Lightning and cards. It's about time, indeed. We haven't really had a big Lightning deck since Nightmarch, I believe.
And that was a long time.
And that was over 2 years ago. So yeah, it was about time Lightning finally got back to its powerhouse and maybe even take over the meta. We don't know. So for now, let's go ahead and rate this one, though. I give it a super effective Sublime.
Super effective.
And Savilo.
Super effective.
Super effective again. Counter Gain. Grab yourself a full set of these babies because they are awesome. Now comes the very interesting fairy charms. Notice I said charms in plural because it's actually a couple of them. Well, more than a couple, actually. There's four of them. So let's go ahead and tackle these ones. First one is... go ahead, Sublime.
Yeah, no, I just think it was my turn on the list.
It is, Sublime. So I just remembered.
Oh, yeah, so we have Fairy Charm Grass, which prevents all damage done to the fairy Pokemon this card is attached to by the attack of your opponent's grass, Pokemon GX, and Pokemon EX. And then I'm just going to say, replace the word grass with psychic, fighting, and dragon, because they come in four flavors for your fairy goodness. And there's also a couple of Pokemon that interact with them as well.
Yes.
Worth mentioning. Yes, so you have a Tapu Lele that has 110 HP. A fairy type this time, with the ability Charm. That's what it's called. Yeah, that's great. Once during your turn before you attack, when you attach a fairy charm to this Pokemon, you may leave your opponent's active Pokemon confused.
Which is pretty awesome.
So it's free confusion. And you can do it repeatedly if you have a way to do that. And then it also has a magical shot, which is one fairy and two colorless, does 70 damage. Weakness to metal, resistant to dark. One retreat. And then also you have Wigglytuff, which is a stage one fairy with 120 HP, and it has an attack called Inflate for two colorless, which does 30 and reduces the next damage you take by 30 as well. But the reason it's worth noting is because it has Decorated Slap for a fairy and two colorless. If this Pokemon has a fairy charm attached to it, it does 70 more damage on top of its base 70, so that's 140.
It's not bad considering that you're just placing it to be immune against something.
Yeah.
So it's a nice little extra. So let's go ahead and just review this in a bulk.
Collectively,
because it really doesn't matter that it's different. Well, it's great that it's different types, but it doesn't matter in the end of the review because they're all great. So I'm going to go ahead for a fairy deck. Yeah, super effective. Why wouldn't you want to play these fairy charms? Other fairy Pokemon are getting some awesome perks towards it, and you're basically choosing what immunity you need or want for your deck. I mean, you're immune against psychic. That means that your... I forgot the name of it. Your Necrozmas are completely ineffective against it. You put fighting on there. It's just a great card. Great cards overall. What about you, Seth?
I'm mixed. Because you can't realistically put one of each or even two of each in a deck. They take up too much space when you'd rather have that be another tool that lets you actually kill your opponent instead of being just begging for them to field blower you. Mm-hmm. It's also important to note that it only applies to GX and EX attacks.
Yeah.
So things like Buzzwole will still smack you. Things like Baby whatever.
Yeah, Swampert. Just insert. Well, there's no against protection against water. But yes, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's important to note, especially with Shrine being real popular and pushing for mm-hmm. non-GX attackers. Lele is kind of cool. If you want to be just annoying and a player like me, you might throw that on your bench. It doesn't have to be your active. Throw it with
True.
Magearna and just mm-hmm. attach a charm every single turn.
Yeah.
Just really bother people. But I'm mixed. They're cool, but are they worth the slot?
Okay. What do you give it, though?
I would give it an effective because I think some of them, especially with Ray being insane, I think some of them might be really worth it. But
yeah. What about you, Sublime?
I think I'm also a little bit mixed, but I'd also think that you can just pick the ones that you think your deck needs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to run two of each of them. You could choose just like, oh, well, you know what? My deck has a hard time against this matchup. Mm-hmm. I can just take one or two of these specific charms, and that makes the deck much more capable in a right. particular matchup. I'm not compelled by the Wigglytuff because I'd rather be using something that can actually KO.
Yeah, so, 140 for three energies is yeah. not wow.
No, especially on, no, just no.
Yeah.
I do like the Tapu Lele just to be obnoxious because it could be on the bench and do it as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hesitantly. I'm going to give it a super effective.
There you go. Two super effective.
You can choose what you need.
Yep. Two super effectives, one effective for the fairy charms all together. You've heard it, guys. If you guys are planning to play fairy, this is, might be something that is worth considering adding to those deck. Seems like you have lots of choices not to fail there. Now, we're going to move on to the next one, and that is Spell Tag, last tool of the day. It says, if your psychic Pokemon this card is attached to is knocked out by damage from an opponent's attack, put 4 damage counters on your opponent's Pokemon in any way you like. I understand that sniping has come back in a big way, and spread damage has come back in a big way. I don't see spell tag being that useful. 4 damage it's like a balloon bursting balloon, but less damage.
But where you want it.
But where you want it, true. This is that's the thing. You can distribute it, but it's still 40 damage. I don't know. I would have loved it more if it was if your opponent damaged you. But this is if your opponent knocks you out, which makes, I don't know, 40 damage versus something that could have prevented that knockout. I don't know if it's worth it. What about you, Savilo?
I think this is bonkers and an instant inclusion in especially non-GX focused Malamar decks, in certain decks that utilize the new Giratina. Ooh. It's going to just be spreading damage all over the place. And you almost want them to knock out your Giratina because you just throw it back on your bench and keep spreading with the exact same thing.
I forgot about Giratina. Could you remind us, our audience, what Giratina does?
Yeah. It has an ability. Sorry. It has an ability that says if this card is in your discard pile, you can just take it out of your discard and put it on your bench and put 2 damage counters on 2 of your opponent's benched Pokemon.
Interesting.
This is great.
Yeah, Sublime.
Go on.
I think it's got potential. I like it. I think there's some decks that specifically want it.
Okay.
And we'll make really good use out of it. Just like how Burst Balloon wasn't popular until it found like a deck that it really sat well with.
Yeah. Greninja.
I was gonna say Trevenant.
Also true, yes. Savilo, you changed my mind because I forgot about Giratina. with Giratina this card makes sense, and I wouldn't see why you wouldn't want to play it. I'm gonna give it an effective, Seth.
I say super effective on this. It'll be in every psychic deck.
Okay, and what about you, Sublime?
I think it's effective.
Here you go. 2 effectives and 1 very effective for Spell Tag, ladies and gents. That's the end of the tools, but not the end of the cards. We still have a few to go, so sit strapped on because we keep on going. Next, we have my favorites, the supporters. Now, this is where we can find some true heroes and two female heroes of heroines as well. Translating from Spanish to English in my mind is hard. Now, we're going to go ahead and continue on. Take it away, Sublime.
I think it's Seth's turn.
Yeah.
No, wait, whatever. Hold on. Whose turn is it? I'm confused.
It's, I don't know. I'll just go.
Go.
Whatever. We have Aether Foundation employee. Put three Alolan Pokemon from your discard pile into your hand.
This is interesting. But I don't know where to start with this one. So Sublime, take it away.
Okay, maybe I'm forgetting something. Is there an Alolan Pokemon that sees play besides Vulpix?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet, right. So this is the kind of card that could get good.
I mean, you do have Exeggutor, right? And Alolan Exeggutor. It's a meme deck that is going around.
Yeah, you can just play theme decks if you want to do that. So
yeah. You got,
you have your own format where that doesn't even need it because it's stuck to the deck that it uses. And the thing about Alolan Vulpix is you should be using that early in the game. Yeah. Not at the point where you need to get it from your discard pile back.
Yeah, I can't recall a situation where I would play this versus Rescue Stretcher.
So, I mean, hypothetically down the line, it might be great. As for right now, I think it's not very effective.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of card that can swing.
Yeah. Seth?
I say not very effective. Completely.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why would you play this as your supporter for the turn instead of just a Rescue Stretcher?
Rescue Stretcher would do the basic, not the same thing, but it will allow you to grab. If you desperately need a Pokemon, you can grab it with Rescue Stretcher and not use your supporter for the turn. And if you really need three Pokemon back, just throw them in your deck again and search them.
When do you need three of something right now?
Yeah, exactly. Right,
like, maybe there will be a deck where, I don't know, maybe they'll make like an Alolan Grimer that's like, when you play this card, inflict damage counters and you
you're
want
right.
Three.
Yeah.
You're but right. Like, it could, but I don't see it happening. And as it stands, it's bad.
You know what? How this card would have been better? If it would have been instead of three, two Alolan Pokemon and put them on your bench. And that would mean like you could put Alolan Exeggutors from your discard pile onto your bench without even worrying about execute.
That would have been nuts.
That would have been a great card, right? But as it stands in your hand, why? Like just like Sevillo says, when will you need these three Pokemon right now in your hand? If they're in your discard pile, I don't see that it's actually a thing that will happen very often. So not very effective for me as well, Sublime.
Not very effective.
There you go. Three not very effective for Aether Foundation employee. I don't think have we had. I think we had the Aether Foundation conservation.
Which is a great stadium.
That's a great stadium. But other than that particular Aether Foundation card, we haven't had really good ones though. So this is another one for those not very good Aether Foundation cards. Now we're gonna move on. Speaking of Aether Foundation, we're gonna move on to the next one, and that's Faba. Who wants to talk about Faba? Sublime, you want to take it?
Just that's how I have the list.
Let's go back to you.
I think you guys just switched once, is all.
Yeah.
So Faba is a supporter that says, choose one of your opponent's Pokemon tool cards, special energy cards, or stadiums in play, and put it in the Lost Zone.
Interesting. Very interesting card. Sevillo, you haven't started in a while. What do you think about this one?
I think this is a great one-of, specifically for special energy. If you just really want that one gone forever, you can just get rid of it. There's some tricky things that people can do with things like Zoroark Bayonet that can grab them from the discard pile still, even though we're missing special charge and puzzle. Mm-hmm. But this is just like, nope, you're never getting that back. Too bad. Yeah. It's cool.
Permanently getting rid of a double colorless energy.
Imagine if you got rid of all of their double colorless.
Oh, God, there's some nice things
with those.
Yeah. Yeah. I really like it. It's a supporter, so you can get it with Tapu Lele, which means that if there's a double colors energy, you can use an Ultra Ball to get your Tapu Lele and get Faba and get rid of permanently of that double colors energy. That's a really powerful thing to do. I like it. I like Faba a lot. What about you, Sublime?
I think it's subtle, but it's cunning.
Yes, it's subtle. It's one of those, it's subtle, but still really powerful.
Yeah, like it doesn't seem powerful when you think, oh, I'm only getting rid of one thing. But I'm like, yeah, but
If you have four Fabas, exactly, you have four Fabas, you're getting rid of all of their double colorless energy. And what is he going to do?
Hypothetically, yeah.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Right.
It's or even worse, although I guess it's relevant when you think about it, Beast Energy, right? Prism Star. They only have one and you're getting rid of it immediately. But thinking again, it's a Prism Star, so it would go to the Lost Zone anyway. So never mind that.
Well, hey, that's a good way to get rid of it without having to, like, KO something first.
Exactly,
though.
Exactly.
I think it's still, like, a very solid effect.
It is. So I'm going to go with a super effective on this one. Sevello.
I'm just going with effective. I don't see it being something you'd rather use over other things most of the time.
Yeah.
But it's cool if you can queue it up correctly.
Yep.
Subtle but cunning.
True. And you, Sublime?
I'm torn between effective and super effective. I think I'm going to call it effective.
There you
but
go.
I definitely see it like getting used.
Yeah, me too. I'm sticking with super effective. So either you have it, one super effective and two effective for Faba. This this little villain is getting his spotlight in the TCG now. So moving on from Faba onto the next one, Sevillo. Why don't you take it away?
Sure. Next is Kahili, that character everyone remembers.
I have no idea who Kahili is.
She's the Elite Four flying type.
Oh,
golfer.
There we go. Okay.
And you know what? I just dislike her because golf is awful. So. Yeah.
For some reason, sorry for this little tangent, but
no
I
worries.
Started playing Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon again because I'm getting right. I was preparing for my...
you're a masochist. Got it.
No. I was training... from my UTC, I'm getting into the video game, right? So it's been a lot of fun. So I started doing the Elite Fours again, and she appeared in for whatever reason. I remember her being a tennis player, not a golf player. and when I found out she's a golf player, I'm like, oh, I thought you were a tennis player. I was legit disappointed. So it's weird. It is weird. Anyway, continue on, Seth.
Yeah, sure. So the effect is draw two cards. Then flip a coin if heads, put this Kahili back into your hand instead of discarding it.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yes, pure garbage.
Garbage.
It's absolutely.
Why? Feed it to your Garbador. Garbage.
Yeah, much, much, much like the real sport of golf, this is garbage, and you shouldn't play it. Not very effective for me.
Not very effective.
Yep. Not
There's
very
no need to discuss it. That's garbage.
It is. It's just bad. Now, moving on from someone who's weird to waifu material, we got Lusamine Prism Star appearing, and it has interest. It's very interesting. You can only play this card if your opponent has three prize cards remaining, which is pretty specific, but we've grown used to prize requirements already in the TCG. In fact, one of the best cards right now is Baby Boss World, and it's completely prize card requirement related. And it says, prevent all damage done to your Ultra Beast by your opponent's attack during your opponent's next turn. That is pretty badass. That's a freebie. If you're playing a Beast Toolbox, Ultra Beast Toolbox, that's a complete freebie turn. Doesn't matter if he switches. You will be protected for a whole turn. That's something. Sublime, what do you think?
I mean, it's a Prism Star. That has to be played at a specific time. Other Ultra Beasts that require a specific time in the game, you have more than one of. You have to have Lusamine Prism Star exactly when your opponent has three prizes remaining. I mean, it's a Prism Star. It's only going to take up one spot, so you might as well include it, but I'm less compelled by this because of that.
Okay, what about you, Seth?
I think the effect can be really cool for rallying back, like Sublime said. And it works as a cool one-of in Beastbox, but I don't know. You gotta find it at the right time, and you can't play Lele because you're playing Beastbox. So, good luck.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I forgot about the whole Tapu Lele. It's not an Ultra Beast, so it would actually hamper it a little bit. I still think it's useful. Like I said, we're definitely price card requirements are not something we're not used to, so I'm pretty sure that there's going to be ways to find Lusamine when needed, and that is when your opponent only has three cards left. But I believe I still like it, so I'm going to give it an effective. What about you, Seth?
I think it's cool. Not very effective, though, until we get an Ultra Beast that draws cards.
Okay, and what about you? Well, we do have that item card that allows you to get two Prism Stars. Or is it a supporter card?
That's a supporter.
Remember. It's a supporter, right. Forget about it.
Yeah, okay. Elysia.
Yeah, Elysia. What about you, Sublime?
I'm leaning towards not very effective, but if you're using Ultra Beast, you might as well include it just in case.
There you go. So you got not two not very effectives and one effective for Lusamine Prism Star. I guess I'm just love struck and I'm being way too generous on Lusamine.
It's a good effect. It's just really, it's even more specific than Ultra Beasts are already.
Yeah.
Because of the Prism Star factor.
Yep. Now let's go ahead on to the move on. Who has Mina?
I do.
Take it away.
Mina. Search your deck for a fairy energy and attach it to one of your Pokemon. Then shuffle your deck.
Why wouldn't you play this?
I mean, hey, energy acceleration.
Yep. That's two energies per turn. If you're playing Gardevoir.
Although when was the last time someone was playing Gardevoir? But yeah.
People still play Gardevoir?
I mean, do they though? I have a Gardevoir deck, but like
It still like pops up with Ray being all over the place. It still pops up.
Yeah,
it's there. It underwhelms me at this point. I'm hoping this set will make it better. So yeah, throw in Mina. It would be better.
What about you, Seth?
No. Sorry, I'm the sad boy. The rain on the parade here. Why would you play this instead of something else that just draws more cards that you can then Secret Spring? The effect is powerful. I will give you that, but there's rarely a point that I could see that you'd want to play this over a different supporter.
Interesting. Sounds good to me. So there we go. Let's go ahead and rate it. I still think it's effective. The ability to grab an energy from your deck and put them onto your Pokemon is pretty powerful. And it's a fairy energy to any Pokemon. It doesn't have to be a fairy type either. I like it. So I'm going to go with effective Sublime.
I think it's super effective. Energy acceleration is not to be underestimated.
Yep. And Seth.
Not very effective.
There you go. You got one of each one for Mina. Being the you would not expect Mina to be a controversial card in this set. But there you have it. It happened. Now, moving on from Mina to another M-named character. Take it away, Seth.
You got it. It's Morty. First of all, you can only play this card if one of your psychic Pokemon was knocked out during your opponent's last turn. Your opponent reveals their hand. Choose two cards you find there, and your opponent shuffles them into their deck.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about this card. We've had Pokemon, like teammates, who have cards in the past that relies on you losing Pokemon the turn before in order for you to be able to use it. This one requires you to lose specifically a psychic type. And then the power, I don't know if I feel it's powerful enough for you to use it and for it to be requiring a knockout. Grabbing two cards from your opponents and then shuffling into their deck doesn't really do as much damage in the sense of, you know, your opponent's strategy, than just discarding them or maybe throwing them in the lost zone. So I'm iffy about whether this card is really actually that good or not. So let's hear about it from Seth. What do you think?
This is kind of the case that I had with Mina too. Why would you play this over something else? Yeah. You're basically negating the prizes that they drew from knocking out your thing. But if they knocked out one of your Pokemon, they're probably at least decently set up on their side of the board. So they really probably didn't need whatever was in their hand. It just is icing on their cake. So yeah, you take away the icing, but cake is still cake. It's good.
Exactly. What about you, Sublime?
I kind of like it. Okay. I don't think it's super strong, but I think it's not weak either. You get to choose the cards, which can, I think, mess people up. They might be getting a prize, but you might be picking something better than what they got. It messes up with people who are setting up the top of their deck because it forces a shuffle. I think it has potential. Why would you just not play Judge?
Yeah. It's also the requirement. It's like
in a disruption deck. Let's say your opponent doesn't have a lot of cards in their hand, and then you're taking two more out. I think that's actually pretty strong in those kinds of decks.
True.
Which are like sadistic as hell.
But that would all fall into the point where it would be your opponent knocking you out while still having three cards in his hand and he defeating one of your psychic Pokemon. So it's like, if you would have removed the knockout part of a psychic of one of your psychic Pokemon,
it would be super effective.
Yes, it would be super effective.
And I think it's still like okay, maybe if there's a deck that can do that.
Okay, so I'm still iffy on this. So and I'm still not convinced. So I'm gonna go with not very effective on this one. What about you, Seth?
I'm sticking with not very effective. It could be cool one of, but overall not very effective.
And Sublime.
I think there's a deck for Morty, but it's probably not a very good deck, so not very effective.
There you go. Morty goes with not very effective. Sorry, Morty. Better luck next time. The next time you will pop up in the TCG, which is...
He'll come back from the grave.
Yeah, God knows when, I guess, when we had the remake of Gen 7 coming. So here from here in 10 years. Okay, moving on from Morty on to one of our beloved professors, and that Professor Elm's lecture. Search your deck for up to 3 Pokemon with 60 HP and less or less. Reveal them and put it into your hand. Shuffle your deck. Now, this is interesting because there are some very interesting 60 HP Pokemon around there. I will believe that this will be a great replacement for... I forgot the name. Brigitte. For Brigitte, for those decks that do have basic Pokemon under 60 damage. But that's 60 HP. It's very specific, and not everyone does manage to get there. There's a lot of basics at 70 HP, so that's why it's not overly good. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it out to you, Sublime. What do you think, my friend?
I think that's a strong effect for decks that restart with a basic with that much HP, particularly decks that build up to stage 2s with really, really high HP later. You got to get them on the board somehow. The sooner you do, the better off you are. So yeah, I think that's a really strong effect, potentially.
I do too. What about you, Seth?
This is crazy. Really good. It's a balanced Brigitte, because you can't just throw down like...
GXs?
Yeah, 3 GXs, but it's still just super powerful. Like you guys said, for setting up your evolving basics. Yeah. Really, really powerful and really kind of needed.
Yeah, it is, because people are now just... downgrading to Pokemon Fan Club and
Fan Club Apricorn, bunch of Nest Ball, something. This takes all those slots.
Yes, this will definitely take away from the whole Apricorn and the Nest Ball thing. This will definitely make it not needed once it gets released. So it is welcome, super effective for me. What about you guys?
Super effective.
4x effective. You can also pull your Alolan Doug trios with this.
Yes, so good. Oh, that's right. That's pretty awesome. Okay, another one. Professor Elm's lecture. Go get yourself a 4 of for this one, because this one's going to be all over the place once it's out. Now, let's move on to the next one. Sublime, with your psychic powers, tell me what is next.
It's the Sightseer, which says draw cards from your deck until you have 5 cards in your hand. Before drawing, you may discard any number of cards from your hand.
I love this. I love this. I don't know why. I know you're discarding, but think of it this way. How many times have you had, for example, Lilith, and it's not worth playing it because you already have enough cards in your hand? And
none, because I hate Lilith.
True, but Lilith is seeing a lot of play right now because we lost Lily. Sorry, yeah, Lily. Lily.
I don't know why we said Lilith. I just went with it.
So we've seen Lily a lot because we lost so many good. So we got lost Sycamore. We lost N in the rotation. So I see Sightseer as a potential card that could be C use. There's many times where I had complete garbage in my hand, and I'm not talking about Garbodor, and just wanted to get rid of it, but all I have is a Lily, and all that Lily will provide me is one card.
This well, my one, question is, why were you playing Kahili?
Because I don't like that one at all. And the other one, good one, is Cynthia, but you can only have 4 Cynthias, and they might not be available. I don't know. I see potential in it. I like it. I'm going to give it an effective, but let's not stop there. Savilo, what do you think?
This is super effective. Yeah. This is a great draw supporter. It's like a miniature Sycamore, sort of. But this is great for the decks like stage 2s,
it's like
where
you
you're
can
sitting.
Actually, keep your. Sorry for interrupting. But yeah. It's like you can keep what you want. It's like Sycamore was like discard your whole hand, which make you cry if you had something that you really needed, and then draw a whole new seven hand. But this one, it's like, no, you can discard whatever you want and then replace that up to five cards. It's really good. I like it.
The amount of times that I've been sitting with a rare candy in my hand but no stage two is insane.
Yes!
The amount of times that I've been playing a Malamar had psychic energies but couldn't discard them. Alolan Executor, if you're sitting on all those other energy pieces... I'm going to talk about Alolan Executor. It's great. This is a
talked about Great Ninja for 2 years. It's fine.
Yeah. This is a great supporter, in my opinion. It's going to see a lot of play once people realize how good it is.
Oh,
and
yes,
it's already starting to see play like where it's legal. Now it's great.
I've upgraded now for super effective, thanks to you. What about you, Sublime? Did we change your mind?
No, you did not. I don't love it. Give me back Sycamore. I like getting a lot of cards at once.
We don't have Sycamore. This is what we have.
I'm aware, but I'm just like, I'm not compelled by it.
There we go.
I'm not.
What do you give
I'll
it,
give
though?
It a... I guess I'll give it an effective.
There you go. We got an effective and two very exciting super effectives. Excited super effective.
Yeah.
With Sightseer, I'm with Savilo. This is going to see a lot of play. Yes. The last time I streamed on Friday, I was frustrated because I could not get a Magnezone and a rare candy on my hand at the same time, and it was the worst. Mm-hmm. If I had the rare candy, I played Cynthia, I would draw upon the Magnezone, but not the rare candy.
Yep.
And so forth. It was like, oh my god, I need them both at the same time, and Sightseer would have completely helped me there, but just remain with rare candy. Well, true, but I could have stayed with the rare candies and then draw upon four cards to see if I could have gotten Magnezone. So I'm excited for this card. I can't wait. For evolution decks, I think this is going to be pretty fun. Now, moving on to the last supporter of the day. Take it away, Savilo.
It is everyone's favorite Gen 2 gym leader, Whitney.
Morty is my favorite Gen 2 gym leader.
So the effect is, get this, draw one card and draw an additional two for each Whitney in your discard pile, excluding this one.
Which is interesting. But why would you? If you
ready?
Go ahead.
You ready for the meme dream?
What's the meme dream?
Pair this with a known hand.
Oh.
That's the only way this card is good, really. This is a trash card. But pair this with a known hand. You've got three Whitneys in the discard, so that's seven cards that you draw when you play the last one.
Yeah.
That gets you almost a tenth. A tenth? I don't know what I'm thinking. Math. It gets you closer to being able to just win with a known hand. But otherwise, this is actual hot garbage.
It's awful.
What about you, Sublime?
Why are they? I just don't understand why they hate Gen 2, because they really gave Mori kind of the shaft, and now they're giving Whitney an even bigger shaft. If you look at the math of it, each time you play an additional Whitney card, it's essentially the equivalent of each of the Whitney cards having been worth drawing one more. So if you play one, it was only for one. If you play two, they were both worth, in total, two each. If you play three, it goes up to three. And if you play all four, it's slightly better than a How. Wow. Slightly. And you had to play four. That means you were playing four Whitney, which means there's just so much wrong with this card. For you to have played four Whitney, I don't think the game should even be that long that you had the chance to play four Whitney.
Yeah,
I will butt in and say it's really good and expanded with Battle Compressor and Versus Seeker.
True.
That's true. In Battle in Expanded, you could just get them all in there and then pull them as you need for seven each at a time.
Yeah.
That is really strong. This is not that format. I think it's awful here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for Standard, it's just not good at all. Not very effective across the board. But Savilo did bring a good Expanded information for us, so maybe
although you know what else draws seven at a time, Sycamore.
That is
but this
true.
Is seven more,
and also you have the crazy scientist in Expanded.
Chorus.
So, yeah, and that is draw one card for each Pokemon in playing, counting your opponents, and that could be up to if you're not playing Skyfield, that could be up to 10 cards that you're drawing upon one time.
I do believe that has a Cynthia type effect too, though, where you have to shuffle before you do that.
Yeah. So, still, the card is just way too complicated. Not very effective. So that ends the supporter, but now comes the stadiums. And the reason we left the stadium for the last at this time around, although not particularly the last, It's because these are very exciting new stadiums that are come out. They're none other than Prism Star Stadium, which means you can only have one. And you're asking yourself, if you're not paying attention to TCG, but Yashiro, why would you want a Prism Star as a stadium? You can only have one in your whole deck. And then they can just replace it if they, you know, play a Field Blower, and you just lose it forever in your Lost Zone. Why would you? Well, because these are very special Prism Star cards. This one, let's start with the first one. Whose turn is it? Is it mine?
It is.
Okay, so let's start with the first one here, and we have Heat Factory Prism Star. Heat Factory Prism Star, these stadiums say the following thing. As long as this stadium is in play, whenever a player uses an item card or supporter card from your hand, prevent all effects of those cards done to this stadium. This means that this is immune against Field Blower or anything else that is not you or your opponent playing another stadium, or your opponent using an attack to get rid of your Prism Star Stadium. So all in all, that's a very powerful effect, and that's not even the effect of the card. In this particular case for Heat Factory, it says once during your turn before you attack, you may discard a fire energy card from your hand. If you do, draw three cards. What does this remind you of?
Scorched Earth on steroids.
Scorched Earth on steroids. That's pretty badass. Let's start with you, Sublime. What do you think about Heat Factory Prism Star?
I love it. I loved Scorched Earth, and I really miss it. This is even better. Although it is worth noting Scorched Earth was fire or fighting. And this is specifically for fire.
For specific fire, but allows you to draw one more card than Scorched Earth did. The other con is that you can only have one, but the pro is that you can't get rid of it.
It's still really good. I mean, blower. It's still really good regardless of if you can only have one.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's to me, I love it. What about you, Seth?
I'm here. Sorry. Oh. I think it's incredibly good. It powers up Pokemon that we're going to talk about, I guess, later. Naginadel, it can yank energy from the discard and just attach it to itself. It powers that up. It powers up Victini Prism Star if you want. It gets you cards. This is an instant instant inclusion in fire decks at all.
Yeah,
me and love it. Yep,
love it. Super effective across the board for Heat Factory Prism Star. Just a powerful call all around, but it's not our only Prism Star. We got two more to go. So please, Sublime, bring some life into this conversation.
I'm here to give you life from the Life Forest Prism Star, which also has the same text about not being affected by items or supporters. And what this one does is, once during each player's turn, that player may heal 60 damage and remove all special conditions from one of their grass Pokemon.
There you go.
More I also support. Love it.
Yeah, more yeah. support for grass. Heal, like, in different from the card that we were talking before that would get rid of the special condition and heal you 90. This is a support stadium that stays in play. You can use it every turn if possible if your opponent doesn't play another stadium against it, for example. So I'm really liking Life Force a lot as well, Life Force. So what about you, Seth?
Pretty much all these Prism Star stadiums are an instant inclusion of their type.
Yeah, they're all really good.
This is incredibly really good, really fun. Special conditions, whatever, but healing 60, you bump the opponent's shrine and then just heal off everything they did from it. It's really cool. Yeah, they might bump it next turn, but you still got the effect of a old supporter Pokemon Center lady. You just got that effect just because you had it down. It's really good.
This is the sort of card that makes something like Choice Helmet like better.
Yes, because
but you can stack support. Damage reduction.
Yep, I agree. So there you go, another very super effective going on for the Prism Star Stadium Life Force. Now let's go on with the last Prism Star, Seth. We've felt the heat, and Sublime gave us life. What are you bringing to the table?
I am bringing the ride at Disney World.
Thunder Mountain
Prism Star. The attacks of each player's lightning Pokemon cost one lightning energy less.
Wow. So this combined with
Zeraora.
With Zeraora combined with what was the other one that the tool? Counter gain.
Counter gain.
Zeraora is attacking for free basically.
Not for one lightning energy. There are some lightning types that are out now and some that will come out later that attack for very few lightning energy.
Yeah.
You could have free bonkers attacks with this. Vikavolt, you can have three grass energy on it because it takes away the one lightning energy that it requires.
It is
another shot in the arm for electric types in general. It's really good.
It's really powerful. There you go. Super effective. Also, across the board, you was going to say something, Sublime? Sorry.
No, it's super effective.
Yeah, super effective. Yep. Across the board, all Prism Stars, get yourself one of each one as soon as possible. These cards are going to be very necessary for that type's deck. So if
you're good luck drawing them.
Yeah. Well, there is that stadium that allows you to grab, not stadium, support that allows you to grab.
No, I meant from your pack.
Oh, I meant from your pack. There we go. Yeah, yes. Good luck drawing them indeed. Or buy them individually.
As you should.
You can find it. Yep. Now, last but certainly not least, we have one special energy for this set. So let's go ahead and just tackle that real quick. It's Memory Energy. It provides one colorless, but the Pokemon this card is attached to can use attacks from its previous evolutions. It still needs the necessary energy to perform the attack. Anything that can allow you to get use attacks from your previous evolution is always a plus. I don't see a negative towards it. I really like Memory Energy. I think it will be used very well. What about you, Sublime?
I love it. I think this is the kind of card that people can be very creative with.
Yep. And Savillo.
It saves a bench space from Shining Celebi. Pretty cool. Yep.
Pretty cool indeed. So super effective across the board, I'm going to guess.
I would say effective right now because there's not really anything that needs to use its previous evolution, save for Tyrantrum and Gyarados GX.
Yeah.
But if we find something that really wants to use its previous, it could be bumped up to super.
So effective for you?
Effective for me.
Okay, then you got two super effectives, one effective for Memory Energy, and that's it for the trainer cards in Lost Thunder, ladies and gentlemen. Usually I like to review the whole set, but since we're going to do this in a two-parter, to review the whole set at the end, I want to give a review on the trainer cards in this set. What would you give from 1 to 10 on the trainer cards for Lost Thunder? I'm going to start with my boy Sublime. Take it away.
I feel like I would give it an 8. There's a lot of good stuff. There's some really bad stuff. But even just looking at all the good stuff, that's a lot to work with. So, yeah.
Yep. What about you, Seth?
I was thinking the same number, honestly. There's trash, there's gold, there's diamonds in the rough, and there happen to be more diamonds than rough.
Yep. Yeah, an 8 for me as well. There you go. It's just great trainers, great cards. If it's just for the trainers, we haven't touched the Pokemon yet. If it's for the trainers, I would suggest buy boosters because almost all of them are amazing. You really can't go wrong with whatever almost any trainer that you can draw upon here. Like we said, we do have a few bad ones.
Hunt for your secret rare React Hammers, everyone.
Oh, yep. Now, with that being said, that's the end of the review for trainers. Join us next time for part 2 of the Lost Thunder review, which will tackle the Pokemon as much as we can. We're probably going to filter those out a bit so we can manage to do this in one more episode and not take two more episodes towards it. But if you guys like it, we may do 3 episodes as well. It's up to you guys. If you want to see 3 episodes for this set instead of just 2, send me your emails at thepucklepodcast.com or pucklepodcast@gmail.com and let us know your opinions, whether or not you want this set to cover 2 episodes or 3 and give you a little bit more intel on all the cards. Now, with that said, it's the end of the topic, but not the end of the show because we're going to go over and do Pokemon 15 questions where we're going to try to stump our co-hosts. We'll be right back.
Who's that Pokemon?
And we are back to everyone's favorite Pokemon 15 questions. Who's that Pokemon? Way we try to stump our co-hosts into guessing what Pokemon I'm thinking about. You guys know the rules. Lower your browsers. No internet. No Pokedexes. No games. All your questions have to be related to in-game information. So no, was this Pokemon found in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, for example, questions. And when it comes to the Pokedex information, cannot ask anything related to their numbers. Basically that's it, because regents are totally acceptable. With that being said, the order is simple, starting with Sublime here, seniority, followed by Savilo, then going back to Sublime.
I'm so old.
Yeah, 15 questions. And one of those questions has to be, is this Pokemon? And you only get one try. If you choose incorrectly, you lose the game. So with that being said, Sublime, who's that Pokemon?
All right. Is this Pokemon part of an evolution line?
It is. Go for Seth.
Is this Pokemon dual typed?
It is not. Go for Sublime.
Monotype. Is this Pokemon a stage 2?
No. Go for Seth.
Okay. I'm writing down notes too. I can hear Sublime typing, and I'm
yes,
writing.
I write down all the notes.
So it's not a stage 2. It is part of an evolutionary line. Is this Pokemon a basic?
Yes. Go for Sublime.
Basic. All right. Does this Pokemon's typing give it an immunity?
Yes. Go for Seth.
Let's see.
Immunity. So that narrows it down to Grill,
Flying. Lying.
Ghost, normal.
Ghost,
steel, dark, fairy.
Dark.
Am I missing any? I've got all the types written down.
Let's see. We've got steel, ground, flying, ghost, normal, dark, and fairy. Are we forgetting one?
Nope. That's it.
Okay.
That narrows it down to, what is that? 2, 4, 7 types.
Seven out of 18 is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any commonality between those?
Yes, it depends on how you want to go about it, but definitely yes.
Is this, I'm going to say weak to fighting, because that narrows down 4 of them. Is this Pokemon weak to fighting?
Yes.
Okay. Normal, steel, dark, fairy. No, steel, normal, steel, dark.
Normal, dark. Yeah, okay. How can we... Well, when you have 3, you're better off just shooting one at a time. Is this Pokemon a normal type?
Yes. Go for Seth.
Oh boy. It's a normal type, basic, part of an evolutionary line, so that rules out things like... oh no. You know what that rules in, though?
The a rodents. Lot. A lot of things. The
Route 1 rodents.
Oh, but they're not all that bad. They're not all that bad.
Oh no. You think that should be a question? Is this what would qualify as a Route 1 rodent? Well,
yes, I think that's a good question, actually, because there's 7 of them.
Jushiro, if that's acceptable, does this what count would yeah?
Yes,
is this
yes
what
I would allow that. Yes, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Oh my.
Okay, well, okay, let's list them out. So you have Rattata, Sentret, Zigzagoon, Bidoof. Who could forget Bidoof? Patrat. What's the Gen 6 one? It's the Bunnelby. And the ugly one, Yangoose.
All right. Okay, so Patrat. Gen 3. Rattata 1.
Sentret 2, Zigzagoon 3, 4, Patrat 5, Bunnelby 6, and Yangoose 7.
Bunnelby is 4.
Bunnelby 6? 4?
No, Bunnelby. And the other one. What's the...
Patrat?
Lopunny's pre.
Lopunny? I never counted that. I don't count that as one. That's not available on Route 1. Bidoof is.
Okay. That's true. Does Jushiro know that?
I think so.
When was the last time you played Platinum, Jushiro?
Well, I have all the information here in front of me, so.
Okay, so.
So what is it again? What's the Bunnelby's? What's the next one? I'm sorry.
It's Sublime's turn now.
Okay, so you have Rattata, Sentret, Zigzagoon, Bidoof, yep. Patrat, Bunnelby, and Yungoose. So Bunnelby evolves into a ground type, and Bidoof evolves into a water type. Yep. So I think we can ask, does this Pokemon evolve to have an additional type?
No.
Okay, no. That gets rid of 2 of them.
That gets rid of Bidoof. That gets rid of Bunnelby. So we've still got Rattata, Sentret, Patrat, Zigzagoon, Yungoose. Okay. Tata, Centret, Patrat, Zigzagoon, Young Goose. Is there any commonality between some of those?
Well, Patrat and Young Goose both evolve into bipedal Pokemon, whereas the others are all still quadrupeds.
Ferret can kind of be both. And Rattata's bipedal, really. Raticate, pardon me.
Oh, God. Ugh, you're right. This complicates things then.
What of them learns Super Fang?
I feel like more than one would learn Super Fang, though. And more I than don't one. Know.
But Linoone doesn't? I guess all the rest probably do.
Yeah. Because I don't know Young Goose's move pole, do you?
I don't.
That's the challenge.
I need a question.
Yeah, I know your question.
What question are we on?
10. This will be your number 10. So you made good turn.
So we can kind of shoot them in a barrel, honestly. Does this Pokemon run in zigzags?
It does not. Oh, wait, it's not your turn anyway.
We can be really literal.
Use that as... I don't know. Use that as mine. Okay. Sublime, go ahead and queue up the next one.
Go and take that one. I was saying that as a joke, but go and take the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he answered it, so let's go with it. Sublime, it's your question.
You tricked me. I feel like the genie in Aladdin.
I was about to say.
Okay, does this Pokemon have an Alolan variant?
No.
Okay. That's out with Rattata.
We're down to Centret, Patrat, and Young Goose.
Centret, Patrat, and Young Goose. Is there any ability that ties them together? I don't think so. This is so, part of me wants... What question are we at?
12.
12?
Yeah, 3 questions left, yes.
Part of me wants to ask, but isn't asking, Jushiro, if this Pokemon evolves into a beautiful scarf.
I don't know which one that'd be.
That would be Ferret. The living beautiful scarf.
Ah, yes, that's true. It is. Yeah, that's true.
A beautiful scarf or a political figure.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Would that be an acceptable question? No.
And for Patrat, I was going to ask if this is a Pokemon that evolves into something that a normal type gym leader uses for the second badge in Unova.
Is this... That could be one. Is this utilized by a gym leader?
He's not asking that, Jashiro.
I'm not asking it.
Okay.
I think we could just be really literal. Does this Pokemon evolve into such and such?
No, if you name a name, you're guessing. You can't.
No, because they're saying, does it evolve into Watchdog? We know it's not Watchdog.
No, but saying Watchdog. No,
it's basically saying the name. I see where Jashiro is coming from on that.
I disagree, and I think that's against the spirit of the game.
Because nothing evolves to watch, for example, in your example, to Warthog except
Diddocaine in the TCG.
There you go. Yeah.
True.
Just pick one to describe.
What the heck? Does this Pokemon evolve into a beautiful scarf?
No. Go for That's Sublime. Out with
Centret. No Centret.
Does this Pokemon evolve into a hideous figure resembling the 48th President of the United States?
No. 50 question. Take it away, Sabilo.
Oh my god. 15th question.
Yep.
Sublime, we're pretty sure that we've narrowed it down to Patrat.
I believe so, and I will be very confounded if we are wrong.
Watch it be Bunnyery. I'm gonna.
I will throw a fit because I don't.
He will filibuster this.
Is it Patrat?
It is Patrat.
Thank goodness.
Really well done, guys. Really well done. You got
that was fun.
Try. That was a lot of fun. So great work, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. Like always, we've reached the end of the show. And I would like to give my thanks to both Savilo and Sublime for taking their time to record this. So thank you, guys.
No problem. I love
it. Thank you. Yeah.
And with that being said, remember, guys, if you like what you see, what you hear, please remember to review us on iTunes. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, every time you review us is a little bit of a push for more people can be can look upon the Poco Plus channel and listen to all the extra wonderful shows provided to you by Puckle. Other than that, always please go ahead and follow us on Reddit at r/Puckle. Also follow us on Twitter at Puckle Podcast. And on Facebook, we have two groups. We got Facebook group /Puckle Podcast and Facebook group Puckle TCG, where we put all our TCG news there, thanks to the Real EV. Also, if you can, if you have the extra money, please go ahead and be a Patreon. Every single cent that you guys provide to Puckle goes right back to Puckle.
And if you're a patron, you get access to another podcast featuring Seth Vilo and myself.
Yes, you do. More podcast goodness for you from Puckle. We are just the gift givers that keep on gifting. And lastly, but certainly not least, please, if you are a quiet part of our community, we invite you to not remain silent and join us on Discord. When you join in on Discord, you will find someone to talk about Pokemon, trade Pokemon, either the video game or the TCG, the combat, whatever you think, not to mention to participate in all our awesome events, like our TCG tournaments, and also, like it's going on right now, the UUTC, which is a video game. If you play the video game, then you can participate in our UUTC. It's for free, and there's real prizes. So there's no reason why not wanting to participate. Of course, if you do decide to participate, make sure that you participate. Don't give up halfway through the event. With that being said, guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on the show with the other part of the TCG review of The Lost Thunder. As you can hear the background, the guitar in the background. It is time for closing time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.